got Brad Graber on the line with us. Brad is a financial planner, joins us every Tuesday for this regular segment. You can check out some of his information that he has from A Biblical Worldview, investingintruth.com. Brad, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. We're talking about giving today and giving to your church. You know, we were talking, too, a little bit facetiously, too. Kelly and I, you know, most people do the online giving, or maybe you give once a month. So when the giving plate, the plate is passed on Sundays, people look at you like, well, you're not giving. I want to say with a poster, I do it online.
So, I give monthly. I give monthly.
Oh, my goodness. But let's talk a little bit about this, because you know what? There have been Sundays occasionally the pastor is working in giving. He doesn't do this every Sunday, but maybe months have passed. And are we listening? Are we ignoring it? Why should we give?
Well, and, you know, Scripture gives us obligations, and it gives us opportunities. So this whole discussion of giving to our church is kind of on the heels of that discussion, because some of the obligations that Scripture specifically addresses is providing for our family, helping the poor, and supporting our teachers who are teaching us in the Word. So we obviously have those obligations that we need to be taking care of. Then the question is, okay, in our giving above and beyond that, where are we to give that money? And you ask the question of, why do we give? Well, we give because first we received. So it's an honor to God for the gifts that He's given to us. But also, it's a way of protecting our hearts and aligning our hearts with God as well. Because as Matthew 6:21 says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If all of our money is being poured into our own personal desires, then that's where our heart's going to be. And giving back is a way, it's really designed to be a blessing for us because it helps to align our hearts with God's.
Well, and I like too, Brad, and we need to point out, you know, you talk about supporting your local church. You're actually, if you look at that man who is behind the pulpit Sunday after Sunday and the family that he's raising, we're helping to support them too, and they're worthy of that support. The workman is worthy of his wages.
That's exactly right. And they've chosen to follow God's call for their life to give up other occupations and make their occupation in teaching the Word. So those of us who are receiving it, being blessed by that, have a responsibility now to provide for them and their families.
Well, as we talk about giving, where do we start? You know, there might be some people who have said, you know, I haven't really trusted in the past, but I want to do the right thing. I want to give. Do I start at 10%, or do I just look at what God has given me in my wages and do what's practical, but I'm giving on a routine, faithful basis?
Yeah, the whole 10% idea, some of us get stuck in that because of the way the tithe was designed in the Old Testament. And if you look at the Old Testament, if you really want to follow the rules, there were actually three tithes that were taking place. There was two 10% tithes each year and one that was every 3 years. And when Christ came, it basically got rid of that system because that was a system that involved government as well as the church. And today it's more of, if we follow the New Testament guidance, it's giving as our heart has determined to give. So it's a matter of obedience. And unfortunately for a lot of us, it's easier to follow a checklist of, oh, I'm supposed to give 10%. So I've checked that box, so now I'm good. And we look at the other 90% as if we can spend it however we want to. And what Christ has demonstrated for us and told us is that it's not about checking a box and moving on. It's about aligning our heart again with Him and with His will, and not just looking at how we can be good stewards of that 10% and give that back to God, but how can we be good stewards of all 100% of what's been entrusted to us. And that involves giving. It also involves spending, and it also involves looking forward and how do we save and provide for our families in the future. So good stewardship doesn't end with a specific amount that we give back to God, and then we can do as we choose. It's more of aligning our hearts with Christ and modeling Christ's behavior in all the things that we do with our money.
You kind of touched on this just very briefly a second ago, Brad, but talk a little bit more in depth about what our giving has to do with submission and what it shows about our hearts, and especially our hearts toward our leadership.
Yeah, and that's really a big one. So Hebrews 13:17 is a great guide for this. It says, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they're keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. So you think of the responsibility of our leaders, and asking us to submit to them, a lot of times we're quicker to do that spiritually than we are financially. Think of, you know, all of us will that have kids anyway, we'll go in on a Sunday morning and we'll put our kids under the leadership and in the training that's being guided by the leadership of our church. But when it comes to giving, sometimes we'll hold back and say, oh, well, we don't like the decisions that they've been making with the finances of the church. We've kind of got it backwards there. And as I like to talk about money in so many ways, money is an indicator of where we are spiritually. So are we financially acting out our faith in the spiritual leadership? Are we willing to give to our church and submit our money to the decisions of the leaders of the church, just as we are our spiritual lives? And if not, then there's something else that probably needs to be addressed there.
You know, when giving really is curtailed or there's just not enough giving, it can hurt. It can hurt our churches. It can hurt our growth, can't it?
Oh, it's exactly right. So you think of all the things that are going on inside of a church. And here's where I certainly challenge people to get involved and understand the decisions that are taking place. It's easy, again, with leadership, it's easy to criticize maybe some of the individual decisions you see taking place. But a lot of times we don't have full information, where leadership is having to gather full information, look at the whole picture, and try to make wise decisions on where that money's being spent. So you think about how we support our church. We're supporting our pastors, we're supporting our staff, we're supporting the facilities and the grounds of the church, the needs inside of our congregation, and even the community outreach that's going on around the church. So when we give through the church, think of all the different ways that we are being a blessing to our church family and our community just in the way that we're doing that.
Hey, Brad, let's talk about anonymity, too, because I know that we're told in the Word not to really draw attention to ourselves and our giving. You know, we're not to go back to the offering box and just dump in a boatload of coins so that we can be heard in our giving. And, oh, isn't Kelly just giving wonderfully this Sunday like she does every Sunday?
She's building the church.
You're right. Out of Legos. That's my budget. But how does anonymity work into our giving?
Well, that's one reason, again, I like the model of giving through the church, because we're able to support a lot of different organizations, and those organizations only know that the money's coming from the church. And you know, we're told to not let our left hand know what our right hand is doing, and sometimes we can take that out of context on what we're really trying to accomplish there, but the bottom line is that we're not trying to seek the honor of men for the gifts that we're giving. And when we give through the church, it's only one point that we're actually that would have the ability to see what we're giving. And then the rest of the money is funneling without our name attached to it. Where if we go out and we find specific missionaries or specific ministries, it's easy for us to, you know, we all have that sinful desire to have influence or to have power, those kind of things in a non-godly way. And sometimes we can use our giving to get influence, to get recognition, to get power. And by giving through the church and having only that one point that would know who's giving what, it can help protect our hearts from seeking that the influence or the power that goes along with giving a specific amount to someone.
We're talking with Brad Graber. He joins us every Tuesday, 7:30. He's a financial planner and also has the website investingintruth.com. Some great advice, really just on everything money-related from a biblical standpoint. Brad, can you talk a little bit about, to our listening family, we have a wonderful listening family, just about the importance of giving to Moody Radio?
Again, Moody Radio is one of those things that once we pass those obligations of providing for our family, helping the poor, and supporting our teachers, is a great ministry that's helping to put the gospel out there in front of everyone. And I just love all the programs that you guys have in the course of a day that's touching on so many topics. I mean, just here we're talking about money and how that relates to our spiritual lives. But you just go on and on throughout the day, and you hear the Word being taught, and Moody Radio is just one of those ways that's reaching out there to a lot of people through one specific ministry. So rather than, you know, it's important to support our missionaries and everybody else as well, but Moody Radio is doing it just in a different way and reaching a different crowd. So obviously a great ministry to support.